King that tastes like a slice of heaven, come by Taste of the Triad, 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem. Owner Sabrina Wingo and staff treat you like family and are able to take care of all of your catering needs and private parties. Recently selected as one of the most accomplished restaurants in the Triad area, have Sunday dinner any day of the week at Taste of the Triad, 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem.
Savvy shoppers of Kernersville, discover the hidden treasures waiting for you at Smith & Company Consignment. Get ready to score some incredible deals on gently used furniture, stylish clothing, and unique home decor pieces. You won't believe the quality at unbeatable prices. Looking to declutter? Sell your pre-loved items with us. Smith & Company Consignment is the perfect place to find a new home for your well-cared-for belongings. Visit us at 1515 Union Cross Road, check out our website, smithandcompanyconsignment.com, or give us a call at 336-497-5290.
Are you ready for a taste adventure like no other? Monte D. Ray Mexican Restaurant in Kernersville is here to take you on a flavor-filled journey straight to Mexico. Savor the sizzle of our mouth-watering fajitas, indulge in our signature enchiladas, and experience the true essence of Mexican cuisine. Wash it all down with our handcrafted margaritas or refreshing tequila-infused cocktails. Bring your friends, bring your family. Let the vibrant ambiance of Monte D. Ray turn every meal into a fiesta. Monte D. Ray Kernersville. Taste the authentic flavors of Mexico. Call 336-310-4560 or visit and order online at Monte D. Ray Kernersville.
You are locked into Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
And you know this, man.
You are listening to the East Forsyth Sports Network, powered by TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com.
Road Sports Radio proudly presents The Nest with East Forsyth head coach Todd Willard. Here's your host, Rod Furner.
Good evening, everyone. How's everybody doing this evening? I want to welcome you guys to this 12th edition of our fifth season of The Nest. Fifth season, guys, featuring none other than the two-time state champion and head football coach Todd Willard of the three-time state champion East Forsyth Fighting Eagles. Let's give Coach Willard a hand, guys. And, of course, The Nest is presented by Nikki Rottweiler of Head Realty Group EXP. Nikki Rottweiler of Head Realty Group EXP is our title sponsor for the entire 2023 football season. So for all your real estate needs, be sure to reach out to Nikki Rottweiler at Head Realty Group EXP. And, of course, The Nest is being aired at Monte Del Rey Mexican Restaurant in Kernersville. Monte Del Rey is located at 838 South Main Street right here in K Vegas. So please, if you guys have not come out and enjoyed this great atmosphere, looking at the most beautiful people in the world, and then after that you can dive into all this deliciousness that Monte Del Rey has to offer. So, of course, we want to thank Monte Del Rey for all their awesome hospitality. They make us feel right at home every single week. And we also want to take a quick moment to recognize our other sponsors in addition to Monte Del Rey and Nikki Rottweiler of Head Realty Group EXP. Those sponsors do include Tiny's Mobile Auto Repair, Smith & Company Consignment, Susanna Nunn of State Farm Insurance, J. Pepper's Southern Grill, A Taste of the Triad, Walkertown Auto Sales, Blue Naples Pizza, The Auto Store of North Carolina, and Twin City Minis. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Hot Rod Funderburk. I'm sitting here with none other, the man, head coach, Todd Willard. He's the man. He is. He's got us to the second round of the playoffs, and I'm feeling so good. Listen, I look at Coach Willard on the sideline sometime, and I wish I could go get it and suit up and go on down there and say, Coach, put me in. Give me a look, Coach. Give me a look. So, Coach, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Doing really well. Got our food. Guys have eaten. It's a good time right now.
I heard that. I heard that. So practice has been good, too?
We had a great day today. One day was a little iffy, but today we had a really, really good practice today.
And it was a beautiful day, too.
Oh, it was so nice out today. It was. There was like a breeze. It was like a warm breeze almost, you know.
Yeah.
About 55, 60. It was beautiful out, man.
Yeah, man. So, y'all, I know y'all had a good practice today. That's awesome. Who'd you decide to bring with you tonight?
Tonight we got our linebacker and number 28, one of our team leaders, guy who's been doing it for a couple years for us now, Brooklyn James.
All right, Brooklyn linebacker. James in the house. Brooklyn, throw your hand up so everybody know who you are, my man. Throw your hand up, Brooklyn. Brooklyn, there you go right there. Look at Brooklyn.
There he is.
That's him. That's big Brooklyn right there. He will knock your block off, too, so y'all better recognize out there. Who else you got, Coach?
And then I got number 16, Jair Richburg, our wide receiver.
Jair Richburg. Jair, throw your hand up so everybody see who you are, my man. Jair's kind of a big fella, too, there, isn't he, Coach?
He's got some height on him, no doubt about
man,
it. Big old
sure
target.
Does. Yes, he is. Well, look, Coach, congratulations on your first playoff win against the Page Pirates. You and the Eagles, you defeated the Pirates by a score of 42-6. So you guys are improving to 10-1 overall. And what's most important is 1-0 in the playoffs. And this week you guys are going to host, is it Charlotte Independence, the Patriots?
Yes, sir.
Man, so as you continue into that third phase of your season, I wish you nothing but the best. And, of course, we're going to get into that matchup a little bit later against the Charlotte Independence Patriots. And, of course, you guys looked great the other night in your uniforms. I really liked that dark blue on blue.
Man,
with
I
the
lo-
white. Man, that
I
looks good.
That's my favorite combination. Kids don't like it as
what?
Much, but I think that is the best. Besides it kind of looking like cowboy color, you like it because it kind of looks like the Cowboys,
no,
too,
it
right?
It really doesn't look like the cowboy color. It
has that
looks
old
black.
blue cowboy back in the day with Tony Dorsett and stuff.
Okay, so you went back that far. All right,
yeah.
Got you.
When they were good,
when
they still had a football team.
I could see that. But, Coach, we doing okay right now. We hanging in there. We doing the best we can.
Did you play you beat the Bears?
We don't play the Bears this year, I don't believe.
You need to put them on the schedule.
We do. We need to put the – we got the Panthers on the schedule. I'm going to see them next weekend.
Man, you're hurting Dez over there, man.
Oh, Dez. Well, that's okay. Dez understands. He told me earlier. He said, man, everybody's on IR. He doesn't expect to do much. So, you know, Carolina's – I mean, the Panthers are hosting the Cowboys next weekend. So, it's an opportunity for me to go see him, and I got to go.
That'll be fun.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
I got to go. So, hopefully we'll win that game. I hope.
That's good.
But I do love the uniforms. Now, Jair, you don't like the blue on blue? You do?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. So, Brooklyn, you don't like it?
I mean, it's all right.
All right, we're going to talk about that later.
They like that black now, I'm going to tell you that. They like the black.
Okay, good deal.
They like the all white.
It almost looked black from my vantage point up in the press box. Because at first I thought it was black.
Okay.
Yeah, I really did. Hey, man, you guys played great on Friday. Did you expect your team to come out and play as well as they did?
I did. I mean, I feel really good right now where we're at, and – I told the guys, as long as everybody just keeps on doing their job and we share the ball and we make tackles and we keep on making plays, we can go a long ways.
Oh, you definitely can. I have no doubt about that. And Friday was an excellent showcase of talent. And, of course, Jair is going to go with us first. So we're going to go offense first, man. As usual, offense did their thing. Eagles had 113 yards on the ground, 282 yards through the air, finishing with a total of 395 total yards of offense. And I noticed you guys may have leaned just a little to the air in the passing game a little bit more. There were 16 rushes and 25 pass attempts.
Still a good deal. Any comments on what decided that, or you just leave that to whoever's calling the plays?
No, they were kind of packing the box a little bit. I think they wanted to stop our running backs and stuff. I think they were focused on Sutton and Murray and those guys, and they were trying to, you know, stack the box up there. So they tried to do some one-on-one, and it's hard to do against our 3-4 wide receivers we got. It's and with Bryce Baker back there, and our O-line is great protecting them. It's kind of pick your poison, and so Coach Horton was like, hey, they're going to pack the box. We'll throw the ball.
Oh, wow. So no one told them about Jair and Josh and – JP and I could go on and on.
You can only stop so many guys, and I think their goal was they thought that
to stop the run
that opened up the pass game.
Wow, that's awesome, man. You mentioned the offensive line. Talk to me about how you felt about their performance on Friday.
Just really good. You know, Xavier went down a little early, so he didn't play much. So I thought the next guy up, you know, Sean did a great job, and all the guys kind of stepped up and It all starts up front, whether you're on offensive line or defensive line. That's where it all starts.
Okay, and Sean went to center, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, and he did a good job because it took me a minute to realize that Xavier was not in the game. Like it did. I mean, so things just moved on. So so you guys do a great job of preparing these guys to be the next man up, Coach. That's awesome, man. Going into the playoffs, you know, we're dealing with teams that are top-notch for the most part in their conference. So that means there are other lines that are really good, too. How's our offensive line's confidence looking as we continue to move into these playoffs and get ready for improvement and stronger teams every week?
I think really high. Right now, I think our offensive line's really gelling. Everything's going right. You know, Mark's got a bunch of games underneath his belt because obviously Berkeley wasn't with us at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Kind of got a 6-7-man rotation right now.
Okay.
And that's great for high school football to have that many offensive linemen. And that when someone goes down, Zay probably could have played, but it's great not to have to push him to play.
Right.
Because we do have that depth, and that's one thing that makes us special at East is because we do have so much depth, and we believe in the next man up idea.
Yeah, and you guys do a great job at it, man. Like you said, Coach, they packed the box, so they were trying to stop your run. But still, the running back still did a good job. Jalen Murray, I think he emerged as the leading rusher on Friday night. He had 4 carries for 67 yards, which is basically 17 yards a carry. Heck, man, give him the ball
pretty
every
good.
Time, all
That's
the way down
good,
the
right?
field. Yeah. Then Brandon Sutton came in. He had 7 carries for 33 yards, so that's right at 5 yards a carry. Pick your poison. Get a ball to him. You know, and then he had 2 touchdowns on top of that. And then old L Boogie is what I like to call him, Riggs. He averaged over 6 yards a carry. Then Jeremiah McCray had a couple of carries. So great job for the running backs. And also great job for the big nasties opening up those holes up front. Whenever they would stack the box on you guys, Coach, did you ever say, well, shoot, let's run it anyway? Or you just said, Coach, go ahead and call your pass play?
You know, a lot of that goes on with Coach Horton, Coach Vaughn, Coach Simmons, our spotter. Okay. They kind of do that every once in a while. Which is kind of crazy, I was like, hey, let's throw the ball. Usually I don't say that.
Yeah, usually don't.
Yeah, but Friday I was like, man, if they're going to just keep throwing the ball. And we kept on doing it except for the third quarter. It was the first time I've ever been a part of coaching, my 21 years as a head coach, my 30 years total, that – we didn't have an offense possession in the third quarter. We didn't touch the ball offensively.
You didn't touch the ball on offense in the third quarter?
No. Nope. So we got the running clock.
Oh, that's
because
of the running clock.
We got the scoop and score. Corey Fisher had the
forced
fumble.
Corey Fisher had the forced fumble. That's right.
And Edwards picked it up for the touchdown.
Okay.
That got us to the running clock, and then we never got the ball again until the fourth quarter. So we never touched the ball offensively in the third quarter.
Well, Coach, you know, that's a good thing because you didn't have to stress your offensive line. You didn't have to put your
Correct.
Quarterback
and,
at risk. And you still scored points.
Still scored points.
And there is no rule against the defense scoring. There's no
great.
Rules that says the defense can't
it's
score.
It's usually a good night if you're scoring defensively.
Yes, sir. I'll take that all night, all night. And then, of course, the quarterback and the receiver had a great night. Bryce Baker, he just came in and he played well. 284 passing yards. He threw 3 touchdowns, had a 70% completion rate, 17 completions on 25 attempts. and had a quarterback rating of 145. Good job, Bryce. Excellent work,
sir.
Man. Excellent work. And then, Bryce, you hooked up with about six different receivers out there that caught passes for you on Friday. Jair Richburg or Ja, is that what they call you? Ja?
Yeah.
All right, so Ja caught six catches for 112 yards, and he had two touchdowns. You had two touchdowns, Ja?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Oh, man, you were doing your thing. Then L Boogie had two catches for 63 yards. That's over 31 yards a catch. Josh Austin had three catches for 55 yards, over 18 yards a catch. And then J.P. Gilchrist had three catches for 37 yards and a touchdown. And then Brandon Sutton averaged about 14 yards a catch. And Jalen Murray also had a couple of catches for the Eagles passing game. Man, excellent work, guys,
yes,
in the passing game. Excellent work. Excellent work. Well, shoot, since we're talking about all this offense, you got your wide receiver here. Coach, tell us a little bit about Jair Richburg.
You know, we brought him on, took some time. We got him kind of used to kind of his first year playing varsity football. So we didn't get him really going until conference. And, you know, all of his stats are basically once we got in conference. I think it was Reagan was your first.
Davey.
Kind of played a little bit in Reagan. But kind of got him going there. You know, Josh and JP were kind of holding down everything before that. And, you know, Caldwell was getting – we had a bunch of guys in Murray playing some receiver, but brought him up, and he's been doing his thing. Before we get going on him, did you see that catch by JP Gilchrist?
Which
the
one?
Zone?
There was a couple of
get called for pass interference all the time, in case you haven't seen that.
Right.
Okay, we get called. The guy grabbed JP –
spun
his butt around, and then still catches the ball.
Dez will tell you, I was yelling about it the whole time. Was I not, Dez?
Now, the great thing, the ref is lucky that I was so excited because I couldn't believe he made that catch. It was just unbelievable play by the quarterback and him. Because otherwise, I might have went out and got kicked out of the game for that one. Cause
I mean,
on film, it's crazy.
Yeah.
He actually grabs him and spins him around.
He did. You're exactly
right. That almost made that play better.
Man, it made it sweet. It looked like he was doing a dance out there.
Man, it was great.
Yeah, it was sweet. But, yeah, up in the box, man, I went nuts. I think I went on for an extra maybe 1 minute even after the play. I said, hey, that should have been pass interference. I don't care that he caught the touchdown. Like, I was hot. I was hot about it. And Dez was like, all right, Rod, time to move on. You know, but still, these refs, man, when they mess up, they shouldn't mess up. They should get it right. You
Not
know,
that easy. Not that easy. That was an easy call.
That, yes, very
you know,
easy
maybe
call.
He just knew that JP and them were going to make the play. But then we got him. He caught two great touchdown passes. Jai was spot. You can't guard just one of these guys.
Yeah.
What a nightmare for a defensive guy. You know, when you can run the ball, all that, and, you know, just everybody stepping in. And the great thing is they block for each other.
Yes.
The receivers block for each other. They block for the running backs. Jai's all in on all that, and he's got the offense. He's mastered the offense for the most part. It's just awesome. I mean, the way this season has gone has been awesome, and he's a big, you know, he returns the ball for us on kick returns, punt returns.
Sure
so
does.
He does it all.
He is the man. So, Coach, you said he came up from JV. You pulled him up from JV?
Yes, sir.
Is Bryce in here, Bryce Simmons?
No, I didn't
see
Bryce.
Because I remember Bryce telling me that you sometimes steal people from him. So this is a perfect example of what Bryce is talking about, that Coach steals people from him, and he's still able to do what he does on JV. So, Jair Richburg, thank you for being on the show, man. I'm glad to have you here, buddy. First question, Jair. You know what time it is. Talk to me about them grades.
My grades, it was a huge transition coming from a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all right. They could be better, though.
Okay. Now, when you say they could be better, does that mean you got some work to do? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I got A's and B's, but.
Oh, you got A's and B's. You want them all A's.
I tried to be all A's.
Okay, good. That's my man. That's what I'm talking about. I'll take that. All right, A's and B's. That's cool. Good deal. Love it. Love it. Keep those grades up, man. Keep it up. So you said you came from a Christian school.
Yep.
Was the workload a little bit more difficult at the Christian school? Or is it?
I think East is more difficult.
Really?
And I had more classes at the Christian school. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, cool. No big deal. All right. So since you've been on varsity, man, who is the toughest opponent that you've had to face so far and what made them so tough?
I would say Parkland because their man coverage and press – mm-hmm. we really haven't faced coverages that press a lot like that. So
okay.
just getting our releases and stuff in check was really
okay. a challenge. So were they jamming you at the line?
Yeah, they were trying.
Okay, they were trying. Because yeah. you know there's no rule against you jamming them back, right? You do realize yeah. that. You can jack them up, jam them back, and leave them. Say
yeah.
bye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure you know that. Yeah, because I expect to see that this week if they try and jam you, all right?
Yeah.
Now, how did you get started playing wide receiver?
Actually, it's probably because of my height. I played defensive end before, but
okay.
the coaches saw me as a receiver.
Okay.
And so I just worked.
Yeah, you're tall like a defensive yeah. end. Yeah, I thought about yeah. that when I looking at you now, especially being a – you're just a sophomore.
Yeah.
So we get you two more years. That's awesome, man. Who convinced you to move to wide receiver?
Actually, I just worked.
You just worked?
Pretty
okay.
much, yeah. All
right. Well, you got some good hands, man. You're doing your thing. Who's your position coach?
Coach Stu.
Coach Stu, that's right. He does coach the wide receivers. Okay. Now, what does Coach Stu do to make sure that you're at your best on Friday nights?
He sends us, like, different technique mm-hmm. and release videos that we can work on our own, and he just pushes us every practice and stuff to be the best we can be.
Good deal. That's a good coach who does that.
Yeah.
So, Friday night against Page, you had a really good game, man. You mm-hmm. did.
Thank you.
Talk to me about your mindset from the time the game started till you knew you probably weren't playing anymore, which was sometime at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, when the game started, it was my first playoff game, so I had nerves. But when the game ended, I just kind of brushed it off and stuff like that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell you had any nerves going, man. You looked good out there. You were doing what you do, so that's awesome. What was the play on Friday night that made you know that you and the offense were about to have some success against Page?
I would say my kickoff return. I think okay. I set the tone.
Oh, you much. Did. I wasn't ready for that one.
Yeah.
I really wasn't. You was rolling, man. Yeah. I think you took it, what, to the 50-yard line, didn't
yeah.
you? Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I wasn't ready for that one. Excellent work on that, too.
Thank you.
Now, how well do you know Bryce Baker? Have y'all practiced a lot together? Have y'all played together before?
I've known Bryce since, like, middle school.
Okay.
And so through basketball, actually.
Okay.
And, yeah, we stay after practice and – work on our craft and make sure we're on the right page and stuff come game time.
Good deal. Good deal. I hope y'all do that some more this week. You got a tough shot this week. Charlotte Independence, the Patriots, they're tough. I think if the Eagles focus, you guys can definitely beat them, but you got to focus and continue to work at your craft. So I want to see you guys doing that this week as well. Talk to me about how you feel you've grown since your first day of practice on varsity up until now. And what's been instrumental in your growth?
Well, my teammates told me I had Spencer James type routes, like some All-American dude, basically trash routes.
Say what? they told you had some trash routes. That's when you yeah. first came up and started practicing. They
yeah.
told you that.
Yeah.
So they were messing with you because you was a new man. You was yeah. a sophomore. See, look, you need to tell like Nathan and all them, don't mess with you because they was the young guys last year. See, Nathan was a sophomore last year. Tell them you just walking the journey. That's all.
Yeah.
Man, don't worry about all that, man. Most players got certain rituals that they'd like to do before a game, Ja. Do you have any?
Me and my mom, we pray before every game.
Oh, good.
Stuff like that.
Good. You and your mom. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Keep it up. And listen, you can pray in anything you do. You don't have to wait till
yeah.
a game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whether
yeah.
it's your schoolwork, whether you're going somewhere, whether you have something you need to take care of, you can do that anytime. All right?
All right.
Good deal, man. Now, you played in 10 games, Ja. You have 30 receptions. You got 409 yards. This is all on varsity. That's an average of over 13 yards a catch you've been getting. And you have 6 touchdowns on top of that. You also have 149 yards between kick returns and punt returns. Hearing that, we know you got talent. You the man. We all know you can play. But who or what do you contribute success like that to? And hold on, let's give him a hand for having all them yards and them stats like that. That's good work. For the sophomore,
I would probably say JP, my receiver dude.
Okay.
He always pushed me and just like the funniest guy on the team, pretty much.
Okay. I can see JP pushing you, man, because JP probably makes crazy catches during practice, too, doesn't he? So that's you making the crazy catches during practice. Or is it Josh? Who's doing all the crazy catches during practice?
I say we like switch days.
Oh, y'all switch it up? Okay, yeah. Good. That means we can go to any of y'all during game time, man. That's good work, man. Keep it up. I'm proud of you. How are you able to create separation and get wide open whenever your opponents are trying to press you and guard you?
So we study their coverages and see two-man, four quarters, three, stuff like that. See if the DB breaks off. See how he plays and reacts to how we cut.
So, listen, when that DB lines up in front of you, can you normally tell what he's going to do, if he's going to try and jam, if he's going to try and run on you? How can you tell when you're looking at him what his move might be?
Yeah, so obviously butt to sideline, maybe zone. Man, if he's, like, right up in my face.
Okay. So usually man if he's beaters. Up in your face.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, cool. So if he's off you a little bit, you know, do you guys have, I guess, read routes sometime where, you know, if a play may be called? And there's too much information, coach. You jump in if you don't need to talk about it. But if there's a lot of cushion between you and, say, the defender, and let's say you were supposed to run a go route, but it might be easier for you to just run 10 yards and turn around for the catch. Do y'all have read routes like that?
So Coach Horton, he always wants us to find the open area.
Okay.
And if it's not there, then don't go, like, all the way. Pretty much.
Okay, so stop short a little bit. Yeah. All right, and then Bryce knows y'all are doing that.
Yeah.
All right, good deal, man. Y'all doing some work out there. Y'all doing some work. I know you're only a sophomore, and, of course, we all want to see you play at the next level. Is there a school that you could see yourself playing at in the next few years?
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Marvin Harrison.
The Buckeyes. Yeah. Okay, so you're going up to Ohio State. Well, Coach, you're a Michigan man, aren't you?
No, I'm a Wisconsin guy.
Oh, that's right, Wisconsin. I don't know why I was thinking Michigan for. Okay, you're Wisconsin. So, Coach would like to see you at Wisconsin, not Ohio State.
It's too cold up there.
Man, Ohio's right next door, man. That must be Ohio State guy recruiting.
Must be a whole, yeah,
hey, man, it's
to
too
be.
Cold to go to Wisconsin. That's Ohio State recruiting right there.
Oh, man. John, just a couple more questions, man. Listen, you're on a great team, but how does it feel playing on an offense where you know that if everyone does their job, then you guys will have success, which is going to translate into wins? How does that feel?
It makes us feel comfortable, like, going into the games and stuff and knowing that no defense can guard all of us at the same time. In any game, we could just pop off, like, Josh, Murray, B-Sut, me, JP, anybody.
Nice. Love it. What you eating tonight, man? What you eat?
I got the chicken ACP.
Chicken ACP? Yeah. Hey, that's a go-to, man, if you're not sure what's happening. But I'm going to tell you what Coach and Brooklyn had, man, now they had the bomb. It's called the Pouncy Special. Pouncy, how you say that thing? Quesadillas? What you call it?
Quesadilla El Monte Rey.
Is that what? That's it? That's good, man. That's some good stuff. Got one more question. Well, two more questions for you. Three more questions, actually. Any interest in joining the TTC? You know what TTC is?
Touchdown Club. Mm-mm.
Where you being? You ever had a pedicure?
No.
You ain't never had a pedicure? Oh, boy, we might have to break him in. TTC is called the Twinkle Toes Club. You ain't ready for the Twinkle Toes Club? Bryce, tell them about the Twinkle Toes Club. See, there you go. Listen, I'm going to let you think about that one. But listen, a pedicure for a receiver, and you do it on a Thursday night before the game? Whew. Boy, that's all I'm going to say.
What the prices looking like?
What's the what looking like?
Prices
of what?
Getting a pedicure.
It ain't nothing for you. Oh. You the man. You are Ja Richburg. Didn't know somebody forgot to tell you that? Did somebody forget to tell you who you were? It's nothing for you. You just show up. That's all you gotta do. We'll let you think about it. If you decide to come, you come on. All right? Just let me know. Now, is there anybody here you want to get or out there that you want to give a shout out to who has helped you to arrive at this moment in your life?
My parents.
Are they here with us tonight?
Right here.
Hey, mom and dad, throw your hands up so we can all see who you are.
My grandparents and my cousins from out of state, they just really pushed me to strive to be the best I could be.
Good deal. Now, where are they living at?
Virginia, New Jersey.
Virginia, New Jersey.
My dad's from New Jersey.
Okay. Good deal. Anybody else you want to give a shout-out to? Anybody?
My teammates always keeping me humble, keeping me in check, telling me I'm not good and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, listen, you keep on trying to prove them wrong. You keep working at trying to prove them wrong. I got one last question for you, Ja. If you had to choose one word to describe what you want this season to be for you and your teammates, what would that one word be?
Eventful.
Eventful.
Joyous.
Joyous. Eventful. We'll take that. I'll take it. Thank you, my man. Let's get Ja a hand, y'all. Thank you for being on the show, Ja. Listen, I want to say good luck to you and the Eagles this Friday against Charlotte Independence Patriots, all right?
Thank you.
Looking for you to
me.
Have a good game, all right?
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you Thursday. Just let me know.
Thank you.
All right? Good deal. Let's give him another hand, guys. My producer is telling me that we're up against a break, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Coach about a little defense, and then we're going to talk to our next guest, Brooklyn James, who runs one of those linebacker spots. So please stay tuned. We'll be right after these messages.
Craving the bold, delicious flavors of Mexico right here in Kernersville? Look no further than Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina. At Frida's, we're serving up mouthwatering dishes that will transport your taste buds straight to Mexico. From sizzling fajitas to cheesy enchiladas, we've got it all. And what's a Mexican fiesta without a margarita? Our bartenders craft the finest margaritas in town so you can sip, relax, and enjoy the vibrant atmosphere of our cantina. Why wait? Join us at Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina today. 550 Pineview Drive in Kernersville. Call and place a pickup order at 336-497-5097. Frida's, where the flavors of Mexico come to life.
Mossy's Eats, Ales, and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites, and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's. Plus, a year-round outdoor patio. Fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits. 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
The best sliders in the Triad are from Twin City Minis. Picture this, juicy sliders with premium Angus beef, crispy chicken, or even delicious veggie options. And don't forget the loaded fries that'll leave you craving for more. Visit them today and test the difference. Twin City Minis, where small bites bring big smiles. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Twin City Minis to see where the food truck will pop up next. When you think of the best burger sliders in the Triad, think Twin City Minis. Attention pizza lovers in the Triad. Are you ready for a taste sensation that will blow your mind? Look no further than Lido Pizza, where flavor and value collide. For a limited time, Lido Pizza in Kernersville is serving up hot and fresh deals that you just can't resist. Monday special, get a calzone or a stromboli for only $5. On Tuesday, get a spaghetti entree dish for only $5. On Wednesday, kids eat free with a paying adult. Lido Pizza, your next guilty pleasure. 220 Market View Drive in Kernersville. Call and place that order right now at 336-993-5336.
Hey, y'all, Tiny's Mobile Auto. Is your car broke down? Are you stuck somewhere? Do you need a mechanic? Oh, you don't want to call a tow truck? Call Tiny's Mobile Auto. He'll come out to you, do your work, whatever you need done, your regular maintenance, or if you're broke down on the side of the road, give him a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 336-423-6241. You don't even have to see me. Just let me know what's wrong with your car, and I will come and fix it, y'all. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I'm on the Twitters. Whatever you guys need, 336-423-6241. As always, I'll be seeing you.
Blue Naples Pizzeria in Kernersville is now hiring. Come work for one of the best Italian restaurants in the Triad. Currently hiring dishwashers, cooks, front cashiers, and more. great hours, great pay. Give them a call at 336-993-7707 or stop by and inquire at 1519 Union Cross Road in Kernersville. Start working this week. Blue Naples Pizza.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan is here. Your local agent can help you create an affordable car insurance price.
Visit Susanna Nunn, State Farm Insurance in Kernersville.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Walkertown Auto Sales. Look no further when shopping for your next vehicle. Located in the heart of the Triad at 3076 Walkertown View Drive in Walkertown, Walkertown Auto Sales specializes in affordable and reliable used cars, trucks, and SUVs. They offer financing with good credit, bad credit, or no credit, with interest rates as low as 3.9%. With knowledgeable employees that are always willing to go the extra mile, you'll drive away with the car of your dreams at Walkertown Auto Sales. Check out the entire online inventory now at walkertownautosales.com.
Looking for your real estate expert in Kernersville? Meet Nikki Rottweiler, your go-to expert with the unrivaled knowledge of the market. From hidden gems to prime profiles, she's got the inside scoop. Don't miss out on the opportunity of a lifetime. Contact Nikki Rottweiler today and experience the difference firsthand. Call Nikki at 336-448-9309 to get started. Head Realty Group, opening dreams one door at a time.
Are you ready for a taste adventure like no other? Monte D. Ray, a Mexican restaurant in Kernersville, is here to take you on a flavor-filled journey straight to Mexico. Savor the sizzle of our mouth-watering fajitas, indulge in our signature enchiladas, and experience the true essence of Mexican cuisine. Wash it all down with our handcrafted margaritas or refreshing tequila-infused cocktails. Bring your friends, bring your family. Let the vibrant ambiance of Monte D. Ray turn every meal into a fiesta. Monte D. Ray, Kernersville. Taste the authentic flavors of Mexico. Call 336-310-4560 or visit and order online at Monte D. Ray. Kernersville.com.
Savvy shoppers of Kernersville, discover the hidden treasures waiting for you at Smith & Company Consignment. Get ready to score some incredible deals on gently used furniture, stylish clothing, and unique home decor pieces. You won't believe the quality at unbeatable prices. Looking to declutter? Sell your pre-loved items with us. Smith & Company Consignment is the perfect place to find a new home for your well-cared-for belongings. Visit us at 1515 Union Cross Road, check out our website, smithandcompanyconsignment.com, or give us a call at 336-497-5290.
You are listening to the East Forsyth Sports Network, powered by TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com.
This is Tim Malidon of the Charlotte Hornets, and you listen.
This is LaMelo Ball, and you're listening to Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Charlotte Hornets basketball and the Triad.
And welcome back, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And for those of you out there who are just tuning in, you're listening to The Nest with head football coach Todd Willard of the East Forsyth Fighting Eagles football team. And we want to take a quick moment to recognize our title sponsor for the entire 2023 East Forsyth Fall football season, Nikki Rottweiler of Head Realty Group EXP is helping make all of this happen. And for those of you out there who are listening on the airwaves, while we were on break, we learned that Coach Willard had a birthday on Friday, and he tried to keep it from us, but he couldn't keep it from some folks. We had Papa Baker, Bryce Baker's dad, made the announcement that it was his birthday. And, guys, we are in here eating cupcakes, which I should not be eating, but they're good. And we are having a birthday celebration for Coach Willard. So if you're out there at home listening, you should have been right here. Shame on you. Shame on
what
you.
What a great surprise, man.
That was an awesome surprise. Awesome. Coach, happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you so much. Like I tell you every weekend or every week, I'm just blessed to be part of this. And so proud to be part of the Eagle family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am as well, Coach. I love being part of this Eagle family. That's what we are. We are fam. We are not like any other place in Forsyth County. That is for sure, Drybar. Coach, we just finished talking a little bit of offense. We get ready to talk a little defense, my man. Defense played great, I feel like.
Yep.
On Friday night. They pitched a shutout in the first half. 20 different Eagles, I think, had tackles for the defense on Friday, which is pretty cool. The Secretary of Defense, Big Mike Mullins, number 35, had 7 tackles. He led up front. And also Key Pouncey had 7 tackles right along with him. Robbie Whitney had 6 tackles. Isaiah Edwards had 5 tackles. Elijah Hawkins. And Isaiah is our sophomore too, right? And Isaiah, Isaiah, throw your hand up, my man. Hey, that's the future of the Eagles. We got 2 of the future guys right there in Isaiah and right here in Jaw. That is our future, and they doing big things as sophomores. I love to hear stuff like that. And then my man Big Swole coming on had a couple of tackles, and we know Big Swole coming on through here. My man, Big Swole. Excellent work up front, guys. You want to talk to me about that defensive line,
yeah,
coach?
Yeah, it's great. You know, you have EJ and MJ kind of – teaching these young guys, you know, the ropes, and that's why we just keep on going every year. You know, everybody thought this was going to be a big drop-off year. You know, the East isn't going to win again, and you know, I don't know when the last time that has happened. Besides, the only thing that ever stopped East
was East
was COVID.
That's right. COVID did.
That's the only thing that could stop us. They finally, the county got together and found something and invented COVID and stopped us.
And then after they got over that, they paid every referee a whole bunch of money to try and throw monkey wrenches in the game. Boy, I have talked some trash about some referees this year. Y'all would not believe it, I'm telling you.
But just blessed with, you know, having 2 great seniors like that leading us to have these young guys learn from EJ and MJ has just been awesome.
Good deal. Good deal. That's awesome to have the older
guys
teaching
the young
guys. We
got great coaches too, you know. Doing all that, our D-line coaches do a great job, and you know, Coach Bryant does that, and Coach Crawford and Coach Sutton. So we got a lot of guys that work with the D-line, and it's great to have those coaches too.
Good deal, awesome coach, awesome. And then your linebackers put in some work, and excellent job, defensive lineman, excellent job. You got a heck of a game coming up. You got a heck of a game coming up Friday against Charlotte Independence, the Patriots. So we're going to need you to keep doing what you're doing, and we're going to need you to continue to keep them, those offensive linemen off my linebackers, all right, so that they can run and hit and do what they need to do. Coach, the linebackers did the thing. We got Brooklyn James in the house. He had 9 tackles and a sack. Big Brooklyn.
Yeah, no doubt.
Elijah Edwards had 8 tackles. And a fumble recovery. Hey, Elijah, didn't you take that fumble back to the house? And he has 6 points. Good job. Good work. Good work. Good work. Man, then Tamarian Pollard, number 27, had 6 tackles. Nathan Stewart had 4 tackles. And I thought I saw Cannon Rockweller out there playing a little bit. But, Coach, I think you told me he had some tackles
On special teams, we had some of the young guys on special teams making some big plays.
How are the young guys doing? The pups
great,
coming up,
man. Everybody, I mean, practice is great. We're getting a lot of depth. These playoff practices are very important. You get all those extra days with these young guys, and they're doing wonderful.
It's almost like an extra season, man.
It is,
these teams don't get. They don't understand how important it is for the program. Yep. Then, of course, the secondary was doing their thing. Antoine Mitchell, 7 tackles. He defended a pass as well. Zion Pleasance had 5 tackles. Nigel played well. He was in on some tackles. He had some pass breakups. And I think he had a field goal block. Did Nigel have a field goal block?
He blocked the PAT,
sir. Yeah, PAT. Yep. Okay, good deal. Yep. Good deal. Then Corey Fisher was in on tackles and pass breakups, and he calls that fumble that Elijah took back to the house. Yep. And I'm going to tell you what, I got to give Corey his kudos because he has been improving, in my opinion. He has been – as he has been in coverage, he has been looking back more and more.
Yep,
and I think he's realizing when that receiver looks back and he looks back quick, he's got the same opportunity, if not a better opportunity, to knock the pass down or even better, intercept the pass. So he's doing a good job. He's really been improving. I've seen a lot of improvement from him. So good job, Corey. Jeremiah Dixon, he was in on a couple of tackles. Van Baldwin, and I think I saw Dominique Chaboy out there.
Yep.
And then Adams contributed on the defense. So good work, man. Good job. Good job. So, Coach, you got the defensive player here tonight, Brooklyn James. Let's talk to us about old Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn was named Defensive Player of the Week.
Nice. Yep. Excellent. Excellent.
Led the
Excellent.
Team in tackles. Got the sack count for a sack because it was the intentional ground in there. So, okay. he got the sack on that when he came through. So, just proud of him and what he's done and hopefully continues to do because we're going to need a good game out of him here on Friday.
Got to have a good game out on Friday. Everybody know who Brooklyn James is? Brooklyn. Brooklyn in the house. And what Biggie Smalls used to say, Brooklyn in the house. Brooklyn, how were those grades, my man?
They're good. It's just always space for improvement on them, though.
Okay. All right. Well, keep them good. I want to hear that. Keep those grades good and keep working at it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. How long you been playing football for the Eagles, man, and how you playing like playing for Coach Willard?
I've been playing all my 4 years.
Good.
And I love playing behind Coach Willard because he just pushes you to be your best at all times. And just if you need anything, he's always there.
Good.
It's like a family.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm glad you said that. So since you've been here at East, who's been your toughest offense that you've had to face?
Probably our offense, to be honest.
Your offense? Oh,
yes,
good.
Sir.
Good. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. Have you always played the linebacker position, or have you played somewhere else before?
Nah, I used to be a little running back.
Running back, okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Little running back.
But see, but playing running back is giving you an advantage now that you're playing linebacker. Because
yes,
now you know the running back tendencies, and that's your job now to hunt running backs.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's a good deal. Good deal. Tell me about Friday night, man. What was it like playing that first playoff game of your senior year? Because this is your senior year.
I felt like it was a great experience, but, like, the energy was low, so I had to, like, the leaders in us had to bring it up and
okay.
had to have the other people feed off of us.
Okay.
But
so when you say the energy was low, what do you mean?
Like, some people weren't – like, West Forsyth, we had great energy coming
right.
out because it was, like, a big, big, big game.
Right.
And this game, this past Friday, it just – we didn't have that energy, and we had to – the leaders had to bring it up
okay.
and for the other people to feed off of it.
Okay, cool. So, you the hype man? You the hype
man? I wouldn't say all that.
I think you'd be a good hype man. You look like you could get them rocking and rolling now. You really do. So this Friday is going to be a much harder game, man. What are you going to do to make sure that you stay focused and be determined to play well on Friday?
Really just study film, have great practices, go 100%, fly around, and, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, good deal. Now, when you're in your backer position, what are some of the keys that you're reading from the offense to let you know what might be coming?
We really – the guards.
Okay.
Coach Drew says – your girl will lie to you, but your guard won't.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hey, good old Drew.
I believe Coach Drew might be telling you the truth. Drew might be telling you the truth. I need to go have a conversation
Lord.
With Drew.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
it's man. Getting hot up here now.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
So, now, when you're playing that outside linebacker position, now, guys, don't y'all let Coach Drew get y'all in trouble now. Because as you can see, Coach Drew is nowhere to be found. Now, playing that outside linebacker position, Brooklyn, you not only play the run, but you do play the pass as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Take us through the duties of playing the pass as well as the run. Take us through your duties.
First, you always got to check the run because you're a run-first defender. And then if you see it's just pass, you got to get back to your drops, get hands on,
okay.
all them things.
Okay.
And just if no one's there, just find work.
That's there you all. Go. Okay. Work it out. You don't stop moving.
Yes,
you don't settle down in the empty space. You go find the body and you attack.
Yes, sir.
My man. Brooklyn, you're a senior. You're playing well. You played in 10 games. You have 45 total tackles, a sack, 3 QB hurries. You've had a couple of pass deflected. You've recovered a fumble, and you have an interception. That sound good to me, baby. That sound good to me. That's great success, man. What do you contribute that success to?
Really my teammates. They always pushing me. Nate, he's always pushing me. Coach Drew, we're always
okay.
coming out early before everybody and
okay.
getting in that extra work.
Good deal.
And, yeah.
Brooklyn, you look serious, man. You really do. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, I'm sitting here looking at Brooklyn right now. Brooklyn, y'all ever watch that movie called Rocky? And actually, Rocky 3. Y'all remember when he got beat up by Mr. T? And then Apollo was training him, and Apollo said, Rocky, you got to get that look back, the eye of the tiger. Brooklyn got that eye of the tiger look. Look at him, coach. Look I at him, coach. It, he got that eye of the tiger now. I like, ready I like to see that. Yeah,
he's ready to go, ready man. To rock we need him. It.
And your linebackers got to have that.
Got to have
yeah,
that
look. Yeah, they got to have it.
Got to have that look.
Man, now, Brooklyn, sometimes you always want to have a good game. Sometimes you don't have the best game. But after a game, when you reflect back and maybe you don't know if you've done your best or maybe you had a bad game, shoot, I don't know. Who do you think is the hardest on Brooklyn? Would it be mom, dad, somebody else? Who's the hardest on Brooklyn after a game?
I would say it's either myself or my brother.
Oh, your brother. Okay.
Yes, sir. Because my brother is always pushing me to be my best, always doing all that. But at the same time, I'm always – my mom says it all the time, I'm super hard on myself.
Okay.
But –
I could definitely see that, man. You got the eye of the tiger. I could see it. Now, most players have rituals that they do before a game. What are yours?
Always wake up early, get in a good breakfast.
Okay.
Good. Make sure I eat a good lunch. Then before runouts, like right when we're about to run out the tunnel, always pray with a certain group.
Cool. Good and, deal.
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing wrong with that. And like I told Ja, you can pray anytime. You ain't got to wait till football. Yep. You can do that anytime, my man. But continue to do it during football, though. Continue to do that. What's your plans for next year, Brooklyn?
I think I'm going to attend community college and pick up a trade.
Good deal. Good deal. Right. Awesome. Awesome. Good deal. What you eating here at Monte Day Ray?
It was the quesadilla. Monterey.
Sounds good to me. That's about the way
that's
I say it.
The pouncy, and that's a good one too, man.
The pouncy, my fault.
And I've had to take that home a couple of times, and I had to put it in a toaster oven. And boy, I put that thing in the toaster oven, it tastes good. Now, most of the time, I don't get to eat all of it myself. You use somebody to take half of it. You know how that go.
Yeah.
But it's really good, man. Have you ever had a pedicure?
No, sir.
You never had a pedicure?
Nah.
You interested in joining the TTC?
Yeah, they got the little fist that, like, eat the skin off your feet.
What? They got some. Oh, now they got. They do have.
You know
something.
What I'm talking
this
about.
This place is off the chain. Yeah. This show is getting crazy.
Yeah. Now they do have something where they scrape your feet and they get you straightened out. Good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they get you. So look, Brooklyn, I'm gonna put you in charge. You and three other guys. You ready to join the TTC?
Yeah.
Take this pen. Take this pen.
All right.
My phone number is on that pen. You text me, and you get you and three other guys, and we're going to go this Thursday. All right? Now,
yes, sir.
And y'all come straight after practice. You get the guys together. We come straight after practice. Don't eat nothing.
Okay.
Come on over. Now, don't get me wrong. You ain't getting no full course meal, but I'll be able to hold you over till mama, you know, take care of the good cooking. You know, mama put that – when a mama put a foot in the Thursday night cooking before your game, I'll be able to tide you over till then. All right? So you make sure you let me know. All right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Anybody out here you want to give a shout-out to?
Shout-out my mom, my dad,
okay,
D right here.
They in the house? Where mom, yes, dad at?
Mom's right there. Dad's
mom
back there.
Hey, mom and dad in the back. All right. All right.
And then my teammates.
Okay.
And the coaches.
Teammates and the coaches. You a good man. Coach Willard might not run you as hard now. You done said that. Brooklyn, I got one last question for you, my man. If you had to choose one word to describe what you want this season to be for you and your teammates, give me that word.
Greatness.
Greatness. I love it. That's Brooklyn awesome. James, everybody. Awesome. Brooklyn James. Brooklyn, thank you for being on the show. Good luck to you and the Eagles
awesome.
On Friday.
Good job, Brooklyn.
As you guys face off against Charlotte Independence, all right? Now, you ain't got to get rid of it. You keeping on as we talking. You might want to say something. you might want to say something else, man. Coach, you got a good set of guys here, man.
He's a great set of guys. He's awesome. He's got – his family's great. He got a lot of support and stuff. And just – I know he's very grateful for his family.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Coach, man – I appreciate what you're doing for these guys. That I can tell they like playing for you. I can tell they like the program. And I can tell that the parents are loving you too. Or else you would have been like me on your birthday. You would have been all alone. You would have been all alone, Coach. Y'all know I had to throw that out there. Coach, I want to chat a little bit about this upcoming matchup. This Friday, November 10th, you and the Eagles will be playing your second playoff game of the season. You guys are going to host the Charlotte Independence Patriots. Man, what is it that you must do to make sure that you guys have a successful game?
We need to do a better job of protecting the football. Last couple games, we've had some turnovers. We've got to protect that football. And, man, it'd be great if the defense could score again. That was awesome.
Oh, yes.
Anytime the defense can score, it makes it so hard on the other team.
Yes, it does. The Patriots, of course, they're led by head coach DJ McFadden, I think.
Yes, I believe that's right.
Okay, McFadden and the Patriots, I think they're 8-3. Do you know anything about McFadden, or what do you guys expect from him and the Patriots?
You know, we've watched a lot of their film. I don't know him personally. But, you know, we see a lot of keys. Once again, you know, I'm not going to really get into too much what we see. But we got a great game plan, I believe, offensively and defensively and special teams.
Cool.
So just excited for all that.
Good deal. Nothing wrong with that, Coach. Well, listen, man, you know, I don't like to talk to you about too much of your game plan and what you're going on to because, you know, it might be some other folks out there listening, and we don't want anybody to get in the mix of the Eagle fam. So anything else on your heart and mind? Because Dez telling me we got to get up out of here.
Man, this should be like a two-hour show, man.
We have fun, man. I enjoy it. I enjoy the guys coming on.
Get a ring. That's right. When we had that one state championship
that's
show,
right.
It was awesome.
That was fun, man.
But, no, you know, just once again, just thankful, very humbled to be up here and having, the card and the cupcakes and just awesome. Just blessed, man, truly, truly blessed to be. Me and Katie and the kids are just blessed to be part of the Eagle family. We feel that way. You know, I want to thank Sean Colfer. Last night we had the Booster Club raffle. Sean and all the workers, they did a great job with that. Emma was pulling some tickets for us
no
and
doubt.
Stuff. That was a great thing. You know, we just got to keep going phase three. I want to wish our special teams coach, Muse. He's 54 today. It's his birthday today.
Hey,
so
happy birthday, Coach Muse.
You know, say hi to Mom and Dad and my family back home in Wisconsin. And Billy wanted to say he heard you guys on the radio say how cold it was, and it was like 55 degrees, so they were kind of clowning you a little bit.
Hey, man, listen, tell them to spend
and
the summer.
And you guys were inside.
Tell them to spend the summer down here. Listen, Dez had the window open, man. I was in there freezing, Coach. Listen, I'm what you call a tropical brother. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I like it warm. I like the heat, Coach. You know, plus, you know, that's just how I roll.
Now, Jack might be right. It was snowing up in Wisconsin the other day, so Jack might be right about that.
I don't
that.
Know. Now, listen, Jack, just in case you want to switch from the cold weather, there are some pretty good wide receivers that come out of LSU, just so you know. All right, just so you know. Coach, anybody else you need to give a shout-out to?
Nah, just Katie and the kids are home. Harper or Morgan's homesick a little bit, so he didn't get to make it up here today.
Oh, well, we'll keep Harper in our prayers.
Just and, thank you to all the coaches. Say hi to Cindy. I'm sure she's listening. Mother-in-law, and I'm just thankful to all these guys, all the birthday wishes, and to the team. Nothing better than getting a win on a Friday.
You better
believe
it.
On your birthday. It was
That's
a great,
right.
great night.
Heck of a present. Heck of a present. Guys, thank you for bringing Coach a win on his birthday. Now you had to just bring him, I think, four more wins, and everybody will be happy. Everybody will be happy. So, Coach Willard, Dez is telling me that's going to do it for our time here
right.
on the Nest. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for bringing my man Brooklyn James and my other man Jair Richburg. Coach, good luck to you and the Eagles this
Thank
Friday
you.
Against the Charlotte Independence Patriots as you continue on that road to greatness. And for the fans listening and planning to attend, that matchup is going to be at 7 p.m. this Friday, November 10th at the Nets. And we look forward to seeing our entire Eagle family at the game. And also, we look forward to seeing our entire Eagle family right here at Monte Del Rey Mexican Restaurant next week for another edition of The Nest, featuring none other than the man, two-time state champion and head football coach of the three-time state champion East Forsyth Fighting Eagles. I'm your host, Hot Rod Funderburk. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and being here. I hope you have a good week, and may God bless you all.